Bill Corman from CESA, the local hero folks. You've brought two farmers with you, Joe Sikowski and Joe Sikowski.
That's right. We're getting two Joes for the price of one today. Joe, would you like to start us off today?
Sure.
How long have you been farming, Joe? How old are you?
10.
So then probably 10 years, probably, right?
Yeah.
And Joe Sikowski, father of Joe Sikowski, is that an accurate statement? He's been farming his whole life?
Yep.
Generations of farming, farm families, as we hear so much about, but I have never had the opportunity to talk to a farm family on the radio at the same time. Where's the farm?
Hadley. Most of the fields are along Route 47 in scenic North Hadley.
That's my favorite road to drive.
That's where we get our cherries and peaches and blueberries.
Joe the younger, 10-year-old Joe, is it true that if you work on a farm, you can drive legally on the farm? And do you drive?
Yes.
That is awesome. If farming wasn't reason enough to go into the farming occupation, being able to drive at 10.
I've been driving tractor since I was 4.
Wow.
See? Does your 7-year-old sister think she can drive?
Can she?
I enjoy life.
So you don't let her drive. Do you get to drive the trucks and the tractors or the whole thing?
Most of the time.
How do you reach the pedals?
I am tall enough.
Joe Sikowski, the elder, you were a tobacco farmer. You no longer are a tobacco farmer. What caused you to make the transition?
The tobacco business in this valley has fallen on hard times. For the children's health care bill, they put a 40-cent tax on every cigar, and that pretty much
killed it.
Were there any sort of, everybody kind of hears all the time about the ethical aspects of smoking. Did that factor into your decision at all, or you were happy to continue farming? The tobacco, I mean.
That did play a part of it. Raising tobacco is more of an art than a science. Mm-hmm. It's all about texture and quality and colors and flavor and tastes. And there are a lot of good tobacco farmers out there who do wonderful work as far as raising a beautiful crop. But it's an item that people want less and less each year.
Mm-hmm. Where does the tobacco that's currently farmed in the valley go to? Does it go to your Marlboros and your Camels?
No. It's just the wrappers for cigars.
Uh-huh.
There's usually two wrappers on a cigar, a binder and then an outside wrapper. And this valley has always had a history of raising some of the nicest wrapper tobacco in the world.
What countries are they then sent to have tobacco put into their cigars?
Usually tobacco leaves the valley, it goes to the Dominican Republic where it's sorted into about 8 different grades for different colors and shades and sizes. And then the tobacco, after it's sorted and sweated, it's kind of a process where it evens the flavors and colors out. Then it's sent back to, we used to sell to National Cigar, which was in Frankfort, Indiana. They would make the cigars there.
Mm-hmm.
And we sold to them for 3 generations. And then last year they bought no tobacco at all.
So you've made the transition.
Kind of had to.
Mm-hmm. Not only have you made the transition, you've made major inroads in the transition that you've made in that you are a front runner in the farm to school programs here in the valley. What schools is your farm food getting into right now?
Well, we do a lot of schools. Chicopee is one of our best customers. We also send a truck to Worcester school system every Monday morning, a whole Kenworth load. We do some with the city of Boston. Our biggest customer is UMass.
UMass has gone from about buying 10% to 28% of their produce over the last 8 to 10 years and have been a real boon for our local farmers.
And what
That's
are they?
A big jump.
That is a big jump. What percentage jump is it, younger Joe Sikowski?
18%.
There you go. Yeah. Not only can he drive on a farm, he knows math. Joe Sikowski, local hero farmer. Is the Sikowski family a generational farm family in the valley?
That is all my family's ever done.
Mm-hmm.
Since 1914 in this country and before that in Europe.
Joe Sikowski, the younger, 10 years old, is here, and he's going to continue that tradition, I'm assuming, at least for the beginning of his life at 10 years old. did you feel like it was the natural thing to do to have your son take up the mantle from where the only thing your family's ever done in this country?
You know, I would be very, very happy if he did, and I would be happy if one of my daughters would also.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be just a guy thing anymore.
Except they need to learn how to drive better, right, little Joe?
Yeah.
My grandfather sold basically one or two items to one customer his whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And I can remember them sitting together, a Saturday morning in the fall and just talking for, an hour or two and being best of buddies. And it was nice. And I thought, when I grow up, I could do that. The other day I did a QuickBook report and we sold 160 different items in 1 year to countless customers. It's just a very, very complicated world. From where my grandfather was. The simplicity is the one thing that I think I miss the most.
Right? Joe Sikowski, the Sikowski family. Two Joes here, the younger and the elder, and Phil Corman from CESA. You can find out more about all sorts of local hero farmers at buylocalfood.org.